Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We move into a wetter pattern today. We have a system that's back to our west that'll roll in here by lunchtime, and then a front that comes through tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline for rain for the next couple of days.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Raleigh. A fire forced a woman from this home. Coming up, how many firefighters it took to put the fire out.
Also right now, the search continues for the parents of a 9-day-old baby who was at the center of an Amber Alert. The baby is safe this morning, but WRAL's Laura Levine will explain the parents are nowhere to be found.
And in a few hours, voters in Michigan will head to the polls for the final major primary election ahead of Super Tuesday. We'll tell you why this race is high stakes for both parties. And Super Tuesday coming up quick next Tuesday, which includes North Carolina's primary. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30. A lot to tell you about here on your Tuesday morning. We appreciate you joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we have a busy start here. Temperatures hung in there yesterday. Still pretty mild today, but almost like a spring shower coming through Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
Yeah, so warm yesterday. We had 72 yesterday. We have a next, you know what else happens with spring? We tend to see a lot of showers. So this is round two for today, and then round three for tomorrow, and then potentially some more rain into the weekend as well. Some thunder and lightning with us back to the west, so it wouldn't be out of the question for us to see a stray thunder bolt out there with this. We're starting off this morning with some high thin cloud cover. We'll see those clouds thickening up. We don't see the rain until closer to lunchtime. You can see just a little bit of that in our northern counties there at about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It settles in across the area. It's going to be with us on and off during the afternoon. It's not going to rain all day. Notice the evening seems dry, and it may stay fairly dry overnight. Early tomorrow morning, a few sprinkles. Most likely we're going to be dry for the morning commute with just a little bit of light patchy rain. But then the front comes through tomorrow afternoon as early as 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is earlier than we were expecting yesterday. So, but the models are on board with this earlier arrival of that front, and we could see some scattered thunderstorms along with it. So our rain chances definitely going up for today. We're looking at a 70% chance as we get into tomorrow. And then we'll take a look at Wilson. A little breezy. Wind is going to be a bigger issue for us tomorrow. 53 is our current temperature, so it's mild out there. Our wind is coming out of the southwest, so it's going to be a warm day. Temperatures right now are mostly in the low 50s, some upper 40s in a few spots. It'll be a mild afternoon, but a wetter afternoon than yesterday and a little bit cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we could be close to setting a record high, and the wind will be strong. I'll show you that coming up.
With breaking news we're following this morning, a woman is out of a home this morning after a fire. Crews worked for hours at the home on Azalea Drive in Raleigh after the fire started after midnight. Brett Neese is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to show us the damage.
This is what the scene looked like overnight after firefighters put out this fire here at this home, and investigators started to work to figure out how it started. Video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows you the damage the fire caused. It took over 3 dozen firefighters to put it out. Officials tell me it was contained mostly to the upper floor of this home on Azalea Drive, but the damage is extensive. The neighborhood is off of Edwards Mill Road, not far from Laurel Hills Park in Raleigh. Fire officials tell me the woman who lives here made it out safely. She is staying with friends and family nearby. I'll let you know as soon as investigators determine what caused the fire. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Right now, police are looking for the parents of a 9-day-old baby who was the subject of an Amber Alert you likely got on your phone last night. That Amber Alert was canceled just after 9 when little Jaxton Brown was found safe. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Durham where the baby was found. And Laura, the parents are still nowhere to be found.
Renee, right now we are in this parking lot off of Southwest Durham Drive. This parking lot now playing a big piece in this investigation. Take a look here behind me. You can see that abandoned car the couple was driving here. In the parking lot here, security video from the Big Lots also showed the couple remove the baby from the car in this area and then took the carrier out of the car and then walked to the woods. Take a look at your screen now. Here's a photo where you can see that 9-day-old baby, Jaxton Brown, and his parents. Police are still searching for his parents, Destiny Ariola Cothran and Justin Lee Brown. They were listed as suspects in the abduction of the baby. Authorities initially issued the Amber Alert for Jaxton around 7 o'clock last night. Investigators with the Chapel Hill Police Department believed Brown was in danger when that alert went out. Authorities didn't say why they felt the child was in danger. So Chapel Hill Police, they say that this morning, again, he is safe. He is okay. But anyone with any information about the whereabouts of his parents has asked to give them a call. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Durham.
We're working to learn the name of a person who died after being hit by a car last night in Fayetteville. Police say the crash happened just after 7 last night in the area of Eastern Boulevard and Owen Drive. They shared this picture of the car that was involved. EMS took the person who was hit to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center, where that person died. Police say the person who was hit was not in a crosswalk. There's no word on whether the driver will face any charges.
Your child's teacher could soon have a digital panic button that would allow them to instantly communicate a threat. Today, Wake County Schools leaders will look at and rolling out this new technology. The Rave Panic Alarm System is an app the school personnel can download to their phones. It allows them to communicate instantly if there's a threat and a lockdown in the school in seconds. They can do that. And today, the Safety and Security Committee will discuss piloting that app at 28 schools this spring and then rolling it out to all 200 schools in the fall. WRL spoke with a national school security expert who says training on the app matters to prevent unintended consequences.
Panic buttons can serve multiple purposes, but they can also have unintended consequences. False alarms, creating panic, sending schools into unnecessary lockdowns.
Hoke County Schools and Vance County Schools already use this technology. The Wake County School Board will meet at 1 this afternoon.
New this morning, President Biden says Israel is ready to halt its war in Gaza during the month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some hostages held by Hamas. Negotiators from the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar are working on a deal where Hamas would free hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners during a temporary ceasefire. Biden spoke about the possible deal in an interview on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Ramadan's coming up, and there's been an agreement by the Israelis that they would not engage in activities during Ramadan as well, in order to give us time to get all the hostages out. That gives us time to begin to move in directions that a lot of Arab countries are prepared to move in.
Israeli leaders have not reacted to Biden's comments. Ramadan, a month of religious observance for Muslims, starts on March 10th.
Today, we're expecting a decision about St. Augustine's University's accreditation appeal. As WRL reported last week, the decision from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools could come today. The university's accreditation is in jeopardy because the school wasn't in compliance with numerous requirements, many of them financial. The university didn't respond to questions, our questions, about the timeline for the decision. The university also hasn't stated when or if the decision will be made public.
A man in Nash County is in jail this morning, charged with sexually assaulting a woman with special needs. Police say Markeith Scriven was working at the One Man's Treasure Auction House in Spring Hope. He met the victim at an auction event. Later that night, police say Scriven picked up the victim and took her to a house where she says she was repeatedly assaulted. Police are holding Scriven on a $1 million bond. Two other men are also wanted in connection with the case.
Economic development leaders in Raleigh say the future remains bright for the Triangle's job market. New data from Wake County Economic Development shows more than 77% of companies surveyed in the Triangle expect to grow their workforce in the next 3 years. The highest expectations for growth are in energy, construction, and healthcare. Four-year degrees remain top of mind for employers, but more than half say they are considering more options, including other professional certifications. The organization plans to share its full report this morning at a meeting of the Raleigh Chamber.
In just a few hours, polls will open in Michigan for the first big presidential swing state of the primary season and the final major test before Super Tuesday next week. Michigan's primary will be an important test for both parties in the key battleground state. After losing her home state of South Carolina soundly, Nikki Haley is keeping her commitment to stay in the race and hoping to gain some ground. Meanwhile, the Biden campaign is working to boost voter enthusiasm. Democratic voters in Michigan can choose uncommitted on the ballot, essentially a protest vote. If that movement gets support, it could serve as an early warning sign for Biden ahead of the general election. Changes could be coming to ACC policies after a Duke basketball player was injured when fans stormed the court after a recent game.
Something needs to change now before something serious happens.
Coming up, why some experts think schools are allowing this to continue despite the risk to athletes and fans getting hurt.
More trouble for Sean Diddy Combs as a producer on his most recent album accuses him of sexual harassment and assault. The allegations made in the lawsuit filed this week. That's coming up next.
And here's a live look at Apex. We could see some spotty showers across the triangle today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will time that out for us next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:43, it is nice and quiet this morning. It is dry as well. We really didn't see a whole lot of rain across most of the area yesterday, but that changes later on this afternoon. So keep that in mind around or after lunchtime. You're going to want to know where your umbrella is. Live look at Chapel Hill is quiet. We're not looking at rain for the morning commute, fortunately. Nice and mild, too. 46 in Lewisburg, it's 49 in Fayetteville, but 52 in Tarboro, 52 in Goldsboro, 51 in Rocky Mount. So looking at upper 40s to low 50s as you're stepping out the door. We will see increasing clouds this morning, and the rain starts right around or just after lunchtime, depending on where you are. Highs will still be mild this afternoon in the upper 60s. We have a line of rain that comes through tomorrow with some windy conditions. That may be the biggest deal of tomorrow. I'll show you how windy it will be coming up.
Rapper Sean Diddy Combs is facing a lawsuit from a producer who claims Diddy sexually assaulted, drugged, and threatened him. The producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, claims Diddy forced him to hire sex workers and pressured him to engage in sex acts with them and others. Jones also claims Diddy gave laced drinks to people at parties at his homes, including to underage girls. An attorney for Diddy calls the claims, quote, pure fiction. The suit is the latest in a series of damaging allegations against the rapper.
A trial that could have implications for more than 100 inmates on death row in North Carolina is underway. Hassan Bacot was convicted of murder in Johnson County in 2009. He was sentenced to death by 10 white jurors and 2 black jurors. Monday, a longtime civil rights attorney appealed that sentence, citing research out of Michigan State University. One focus of the study is the lengths that prosecutors in North Carolina have gone to keep black people off juries.
What the evidence will show is that this presence, this pattern of racial disparities, of racial terror even, continues.
Defendant's sentence of death for this serious crime was not sought or obtained on the basis of race, and we will ask you to uphold the jury's verdict and sentence in this matter.
Now, a ruling in Bacot's favor would allow more than 100 other death row inmates to appeal their cases using that same study as new evidence. His trial is expected to last 3 weeks. We will bring it to you live every day on WRAL.com.
1 in 6 children in North Carolina is hungry. State leaders and school officials will address that during today's Child Hunger Leaders Conference in Chapel Hill. First Lady Kristen Cooper and Wake County School Superintendent Robert Taylor will speak at the event. This event will celebrate new federal programs to fight hunger during the summer in rural areas and new grant programs for breakfast at school. Now, it starts this morning, 8 o'clock at the UNC Friday Conference Center. You may be able to get your next mammogram at Walmart. Radiology firm RadNet says it plans to expand its breast screening service to more Walmart stores this year. It launched a pilot program called Mammogram Now last year at a Walmart in Delaware. The firm has not given any additional information about the locations of Walmart stores where it plans to offer the service.
The Odysseus Moonlander is expected to stop communicating with Earth today. The company Intuitive Machines says it intends to collect data until the lander's solar panels are no longer exposed to light. And that's expected to happen sometime today. It's not clear yet how this will affect the number of images and information Odysseus will send to Earth. Intuitive Machines has already released an image during its approach to the moon, but none since it landed.
Several college basketball coaches are calling on the ACC to take action to prevent players from possibly getting hurt by fans storming the court. Duke's Kyle Filipowski says he hurt his knee when Wake Forest fans rushed the court in the seconds after the final buzzer of Saturday's upset victory over the Blue Devils. You can see the 7-foot center there in the middle, surrounded by that crowd rushing in, some appearing to push and spin him around. During a media conference call, Duke head coach John Shire joined other coaches across the ACC to say this needs to stop.
I think it would be wrong of me not to speak up for all the student athletes that can be put in this position. And something needs to change now before something serious happens.
They like it. They like the visual. They like to be able to show in recruiting. And, you know, they blow the pictures up of these court stormings and put them all over their athletic department. They put them in their media material.
Several coaches brought up the idea of setting a countdown clock to give teams time to get off the court before the fans rush on. There's also talk of fining schools that allow fans to storm the court. The ACC remains the only major conference not to fine them, and the ACC did not respond to our request for comment on this.
Talking to a lawyer can be expensive, but one phone call this Friday will connect you with one for free. Get your legal question answered by a licensed lawyer during Lawyers on Call. That's March 1st from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Nearly 400 attorneys specializing in all areas of the law are taking part in this statewide day of service. Get your questions ready, and you can call in this Friday for Lawyers on Call.
Almost 10 to 5 right now on our Tuesday morning. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRN Severe Weather Center. This is the roller coaster part of this week, both precipitation-wise and temperature-wise.
That's right. Yesterday we hit 72. We're going to be in the upper 60s today, but this afternoon will feel wetter and it'll be a bit more cloudy, and that's why the temperatures will be a little cooler. Here's the system that's headed our way. It's just an upper-level disturbance swinging through. Notice the northern end of this has a few lightning strikes. It's not out of the question for us to see that this afternoon, but it's not likely that we'll see a whole lot of that. And certainly, we're not looking at any severe storms. We take a look at Futurecast and talk about when this arrives. We do have some high, thin clouds out there this morning. I saw the moon when I walked in, but we will cloud up this morning. It'll be a good bit grayer today than yesterday. By lunchtime, we begin to see the rain moving in. That's 12, 1 o'clock. Most of us are still dry from Raleigh south and east there around 1 o'clock. But by 2 to 3 o'clock, that rain has spread across the viewing area. We're going to see that first wave moving through and then out by the time we get to the evening commute. So a couple of hours of rain this afternoon, and then we're dry for a bit. A few isolated showers overnight or early tomorrow morning. There's 8 a.m. looking pretty dry with a sprinkle or two up until lunchtime. But we have a front that comes through tomorrow, and with that front, we'll have a line of rain. And again, the possibility of a few lightning strikes with that. So at 3 o'clock, we start to see that entering around Roxborough and Durham. By 5 o'clock, it's along the I-95 corridor and then moving on out. So what we see tomorrow is going to be limited in time, but when that comes through, it's going to be windy. And we'll see some heavy rain with that. We're going to see some fairly strong winds even before that line gets here tomorrow. Right now, it is 53 degrees. We take a live look at Wilson. The whirligigs are spinning fairly lightly this morning. Our dew point's down at 32, so we have a fairly dry air mass in place right now. We have the top of the tower lit in purple for the cloudy skies this morning, but again, this afternoon we'll end up with a few stray showers. Right now, temperatures range from 49 in Fayetteville and South Hill to 53 in Durham, 50 in Southern Pine, so looking at mid-40s to low-50s currently. It is going to be breezy this afternoon. Our winds are light now, but after lunchtime, when that system rolls through, we're going to see some gusts up to around 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow, this is wind gusts, and we're going to start early with gusts up to 35, and we may see some gusts up to 40 miles per hour when that front comes through. So it's going to be a very windy day for tomorrow. This afternoon, 67 in Raleigh, 64 in Durham, and 69 in Fayetteville. Again, we're going to have just a fairly short period of some rain during the afternoon, and then that line that comes through on Wednesday. And look at that, 77 for tomorrow. Behind that, we're going to see much cooler temperatures. We drop it back into the mid-50s, and then we bounce back into the 60s over the weekend. Coming up, we're going to take a little closer look at the weekend. It still looks like we may see some showers on Saturday. I'll show you when to expect that coming up. A former professor is giving back to the medical school she taught at in a big way. We'll tell you the gift she gave that will affect all students who study there now and in the future.
And this is not something you see every day, a bear crawling out of a home through the vent right there. Wow. Why animal experts say this should serve as a warning. Wait till you see the size of this guy when he gets out.